Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? I just got off work, and I just wanted to talk about a little topic with y'all real quick. It was a topic that was on my mind. Actually, me and a couple of my coworkers discussed it. We was talking about how, well, I actually brought this topic up. Like, George Lopez, like, him and his wife were together. He donated a kidney to his wife, and not too long after that, he divorced her. Now, I don't know about y'all out there, but he couldn't have never divorced me until my liver. Like, either you're going to be with me with my liver, or you're going to divorce me and return my liver. Like, because you're not going to have me out here fucking trying to put a liver on layaway. You know, I don't need a second liver, but goddamn, I want to feel complete with the second liver. But you're not going to have me renting fucking kidney. It's one thing. You're not about to take my kidney and go enjoy it with a bitch with two kidneys. We gonna have one kidney apiece together. You know, I don't see how his wife took that laying down. Like, you're not about to go enjoy your whole life with my kidney, and I'm not by your side. If my kidney by your kidney inside your body, I need to be by you outside your body. Like, nah, like, I don't understand this shit. Like, you done started a whole new life with somebody else's kidney. You a fraud. You a fraud. Nicki Minaj made us all no fucking fraud. You a fraud. Like, you making somebody else happy with my kidney. They're not even, you, matter of fact, you're drinking and sabotaging my kidney. You know what I'm saying? You enjoying somebody else's family going to cookouts and barbecues and shit with my kidney. So, I mean, I don't understand that. Like, we need to enjoy my kidney together. That's why I gave you the kidney, so you can still enjoy being on earth. So, not for you to go enjoy my kidney and join somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just how I felt about this subject. And another thing we talked about was dying. Like, I always tell my mom, like, if I pass, do not put me in a fucking box, because my biggest fear is that I'm going to wake up underground. Now, don't fucking ask me why I think like that, but I think I'm going to wake up underground, and I'm not going to be able to get out or whatever. That's just the biggest fucking thing to me. I just think that I'm going to wake up underground. I just need to be burned. That's where I know everything is broke down. Everything is gone. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm not an organ donor. So, with my love, my shit will start working underground and shit. That's just what I'm thinking. That's just what I'm fucking thinking, y'all. But let me know what y'all think about how y'all feel about being able to donate. Well, that's not the only organ you can donate, I'm thinking, to your spouse. So, let me know how y'all feel about that. Like, would y'all give y'all kidney and just be happy? Because some people really love people enough that, you know, they'll donate you this thing. It can be however. Like, if we end up not being together, then it's okay. Like, y'all still be good with that. But me, I don't know. I'm kind of selfish. I want you to enjoy my kidney with me. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to go make somebody else kidney happy with my kidney. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to, you know what I'm saying? Let's enjoy my kidney together, baby. Let's live. You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to go, y'all, because I'm driving, and I'm about to get on some dark roads. So I just want you guys to enjoy the rest of your evening. Well, early, well, good morning, and have a great day tomorrow. Well, in a few hours, I guess. And as always, thank y'all for always listening. You know, I know you don't have to take time out today, but you do, and it's appreciated. So, love y'all.